Incredible. And the video I sent, or we were going to play last week, you just can't argue with it. And the thing is, LBJ was telling us back in 1963, or that, we would be controlling the weather perfectly soon. Well, there was a Pentagon paper that came out in the 90s that said by the year 2025, weather control would be 100% ours. Well, where are we? We're here right now. And that's exactly what they're doing. And who do we go after? We don't know. I mean, we don't even know how
Yeah, I know.
to get to the bottom
The
of it.
satellite companies, I guess. But
We
for
have no
one of the
issue.
neatest fair projects that one of our students did was they would make a tornado dash hurricane inside a jar. And they could
Right.
do it. And it wasn't that hard.
No.
But they made a tornado appear. But
Right.
we can't do that. Yeah, but we can't do that for real. They
No.
did it for real inside a jar. So I don't understand all the science behind any of that, folks, but what I do understand is that this government is so totally corrupt and the media is so totally corrupt with them that it really makes it difficult for us. And so we've got a lot of work to do. And we're going to keep doing it and we're going to keep trying and we're going to keep the faith and we're going to, what was it in the Patriot? Well, I think it was keep the faith. Keep the faith. And folks, faith is not knowing, but it's believing and it's doing according to your belief. That's faith. And faith, what does the scripture say in the New Testament? Faith without works is dead. And folks, we've got to put our faith to work. And the best faith you can place anywhere is with your sheriff. Of course, folks. Yes, just as Ben Franklin in his testimony, when he bore his testimony about the divinity and Jesus, he said, I believe in one God. I believe in that myself, that he ought to be worshiped. I believe that also. And that the best thing we can do in this life is doing good to our fellow man. I believe that. I know that to be true. And so I don't want any of you to think, oh, Sheriff Mack doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe in the atonement of Jesus Christ. And I do. I'm talking about temporally now. The best thing we can do is to work with our sheriffs and erect the barriers and build our defenses, be prepared. And I want each of you to be prepared.